open up the House Special Subcommittee on Budget, the Subcommittee on General Government and Transportation and Economic Development. This morning is Thursday, June 2nd. We are going to open up a work session on House Bill 5134, the Oregon Racing Commission, and we're going to turn to Paul to give us an overview.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 5138, the Oregon Racing Commission budget bill. I'll walk through the memo that you have at your place, which is dated May 27th, 2005. Go through the performance measures, the recommended adjustments to the governor's budget, a little discussion about the commission's transfer to the general fund, and then the amendments that are required. I'd like to start with the performance measurement sheet. I'm sure you have seen this form before. It's titled Legislatively Adopted Performance Measures for 2005-2007. When the commission was in front of the joint subcommittee, they presented their performance measures, which I think that the subcommittee at the time thought were acceptable as far as they went. And you'll see that we're recommending addition of the standardized customer service measures that all agencies will be having included in their performance measures. And also wanted to just ensure that there's a record in the budget report that that the commission is to kind of continue to work to explore ways to better measure the outcomes of its activities. I think the director said during the hearing that these were measures as fine as far as they went, but they were looking for other ways to measure their performance. So we'll be expecting some additions when they appear during the next session in the budget hearings. And that is it for the recommendations on the performance measures. I would have you turn to the adjustments to the governor's recommended budget. With a report, with the work session action report titled LFO Analyst Recommended, and I'll walk you through that. I'd have you start on page 3 of 5. The first two pages are a summary. Page 3 starts the detailed description of the adjustments. Package 090 is the analyst adjustments. The governor included in all agencies, including this one, reductions for the Smart Buy program, which is a purchasing program designed to save the state money. You'll see the reductions for this commission there in 090 package. That's the only reduction that was included in the governor's recommended budget. Package 100 is a position reclassification package that was included in the governor's budget to reclassify two administrative support positions upward. We are recommending denial of this package at this point, specifically because of some real uncertainty about the revenue stream of the commission. As you may or may not know, Greyhound Racing is not occurring in the state anymore. Greyhound Racing was a significant stream of revenue for the commission. You'll have a package later on that we'll go over that reduces the budget, primarily eliminating the positions that dealt with the Greyhound Racing for the commission. But at this point, because of the uncertainty of the revenue, we're recommending denial of the reclassification package. Package 010 is a special payments limitation. And this package would increase special payments made from the Racing Development Fund due to anticipated increased hub revenue. Hubs are multi-jurisdictional simulcasting and wagering totalizer hubs, which essentially take wagers from all over the country through an operations in Oregon. There are currently 6 operating in Oregon. And these hubs pay a daily license to the commission, and they also pay a tax of 0.25% of all the wagers, all the money that they handle. That by statute is divided 2/3 to go to the Racing Development Fund for the betterment of racing in the state, and 1/3 goes to the general fund. You'll see that LFO is recommending a reduction to this package of $240,000 other funds due to a recent rulemaking by the commission that will cap the amount of revenue that the hubs pay on their parimutuel tax. A few weeks ago, the commission adopted a rule that would cap, I believe in 2005, the cap would be $300,000 total parimutuel tax paid by each of the hubs. And then that gradually goes up to $325,000 the second year. So what you see is the anticipated impact of having that cap on hub revenue. This would leave an additional $125,440, and again, that's an increase in the special payments that are already included in the Commission's budget. Package 801 is the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and Attorney General rates that you've been seeing in all the analysts' work papers. And Package 802, as I briefly touched on earlier, reduces the Commission budget to reflect the end of Greyhound racing, at least for the 05-07 biennium. And this would eliminate 7 positions, 4.52 FTE, and roughly $750,000 of other funds limitation. And just to clarify that if by chance Greyhound Racing were to start up again during the biennium, which we believe is very unlikely, but if it were, the commission would have the ability to appear before the emergency board and get position authority to restore some of these positions and limitation. And obviously we will revisit this next biennium if the conditions change and someone does begin operating Greyhound racing again in the state. And Mr. Chair, that is it for the recommended adjustments to the governor's budget. I'd refer you back to the memo to item C, transfer to the general fund. This is just to note that that we are anticipating a transfer to the general fund of roughly $1.1 million. This may be a little bit aggressive, but it is almost $400,000 less than was assumed in the governor's budget. And this reduction is due to reduction in revenue caused by the end of Greyhound racing and also by the cap on the parimutuel tax. As I said, one-third goes to the general fund. Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure that gets into the budget report as well. This is a commission that does actually make money for the state, monies that not only the parimutuel tax, but monies that are left over from the operation of the commission are transferred to the general fund at the end of the biennium. And Mr. Chair, finally, we're recommending that the budget be amended. The original bill, House Bill 5064, which is the original budget bill for the commission, be amended to have a total of $4,257,330 of other funds limitation, and then insert the content of that bill into the new budget bill, which is House Bill 5138.
Thank you. Really quick, would you like to come up, Madam Director, and share any thoughts you have with us on House Bill 5138?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Just for the record, my name is Jody Hansen. I'm the Executive Director of the Oregon Racing Commission, and Mr. Siebert and I have worked and looked at these figures, and he has done a really good job of revising the numbers, and we're in complete agreement with his recommendation.
Perfect. Thank you.
And that, Mr. Chair. And that would include the denial of the policy package 100, which was the denial of the two upgraded positions?
Mr. Chair, Representative Avakian, that is true.
Okay. Any other comments? We're not in a public hearing, but if anyone in the audience would like to come up and share their thoughts, they're more than welcome to. Seeing no one jumping up, we're going to need a motion on House Bill 5138.
Just one other question, if I could.
Representative Avakian.
In the memo, paragraph C, the commission transfers $1.1 million. The transfer, is that just from proceeds of racing? Is that an ending fund balance transfer that reverts back, or what is Where is it transferring?
Mr. Chair, Representative Avakian, that is a combination, really, of both. There is a dedicated one-third of the paramutual tax on the hubs operating in Oregon that goes directly to the general fund. And that is a transfer amount that the commission makes on a regular basis. Also in statute, the commission's is funded by paramutual tax on live racing, license fees, penalties, also tickets that are not cashed are reverted to the winning tickets that are not cashed are reverted to the commission. And again, the $200 a day licensing fee for the hubs operating in the state. So what we do is the commission retains a sufficient ending balance, and then anything above that ending balance is transferred to the general fund. Okay. In this case, we're recommending that they try to maintain a six-month ending balance because of some of the uncertainties we talked about earlier with the revenue stream for the commission and the possibility that things are kind of be getting a little bit upside down as the biennium progresses. So that's what we're recommending for maintenance of a six-month ending balance.
This transfer will allow them to maintain a six-month ending balance.
Mr. Chair, Representative Vakian, I believe it will.
Okay.
I believe if it doesn't, that the commission should try to maintain the six-month ending balance first and transfer less to the general fund.
Okay. Mr. Chair, perhaps I should do two motions. The first to amend House Bill 5138 by inserting the contents of House Bill 5064. Specifically, the change would be in Section 1, Line 6, deleting $5,296,621 and inserting $4,257,340.
Representative Avakian moves to amend House Bill 5138 by moving the contents of House Bill 5064 into House Bill 5138. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so moved.
Then, Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt the performance measures, the adjustments to the governor's recommended budget, the transfer to the general fund as it was described, and that House Bill 5138 with the amendments be moved to the House Special Committee on the Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Avakian moves House Bill 5138 with the amendments, including the LFO recommended performance measures. Any discussion? Really quick, my understanding is both of you will be casting an aye vote. I actually have a personal objection to gambling, and so I will be casting a no vote. But please know that I fully support the work of Paul and the fine job he's done. Also appreciate the good work that the commission has done, and I appreciate the work that folks in the audience have done to support getting us to where we are today. So with that, any other dissension? Seeing none, House Bill 5138 is passed with to the full. I always have to look to the House Special Committee on Budget.
Representative Krupp, do you mind carrying this one? Only because I'm sponsoring the bill to ban greyhound racing in the state, and I just don't want to complicate it.
That's fine. I'll be happy to do that.
Thank you. Seeing no other business before the committee, we are adjourned.
Mr. Chair, we don't meet tomorrow either, correct?
Correct.
We will not meet.